Hey girl, hey! Good morning and welcome back to the second podcast at Queen Esther University. I hope we are finding you in joyful spirits, but if not, we pray that after a cup of your favorite energizing Conquer the Day beverage and at the end of this podcast, we can change all of that. If this is your first time tuning in here, hello, hi, very nice to meet ya. And if you've been here since the beginning, well, we thank you for clicking in on us to help you start your morning off right. So Monday, we went over a few questions about how we can be more spiritually feminine through fasting. We covered questions like, what is fasting and what are the different types? Why, as well as how should we be fasting? And lastly, we discussed when should we be fasting? So if you didn't catch that podcast, feel free to pause this one. Don't worry, we'll still be here when you get back. And go check out our very first episode. And as promised, as we are queens of our word, of course, as if we didn't learn enough, we mustered the strength to save some more for you today. In this episode, we are going to be talking about who in the Bible fasted, so we can use as an example and copy. We'll teach you the types of things we should be doing while fasting and exactly how long should we do it. And to finish it off, we will go over the things we should be fasting from and how often we should fast. Before we dive in, if you are new here, as usual, we are going to go before our Abba, our Heavenly Father, in prayer. Don't worry, we'll wait for you to get in your comfy chair, reach for your Bible, pen and paper, and refill your mug with your coffee, tea, or favorite morning kick beverage. All set? Yeah? Great. Let's go. God of heaven and of earth, you create the moon and the stars that lure us to sleep as you call each one by name at night, and you wake the sun to bring us the light and warmth of the day. This morning we thank you. Right in this moment, we are making the conscious and intentional choice to make our attitude one of gratitude. Thank you, Father, for waking us up today. That means that no matter how bad yesterday was, there's hope for today and tomorrow. We know that you are not done with this yet. Lord, thank you for providing a way for this podcast to air. And thank you, Father God, for my queen-minded sister that's listening and supporting this podcast. Whatever is ailing her, distracting her, or causing her to lose her faith, Father, I ask with the authority of Jesus Christ that you remove it from her today. Help her to know that she can't see the purpose of her pain right now because of her position. But in due time, in your time, she will. Provide her a way to reach out to her sisters that love and care for her during this time and season, Lord. For my sisters that are on the hills right now, may she bow her life to the God who puts her there. May she use this season to encourage her sisters to keep pressing on and to consider it great joy to experience various trials. Show her how to be a comfort with love, compassion, and empathy. May they both remember, no matter where this podcast finds them, that you alone are the God of the hills and valleys. We lift all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. All right, ladies, so you already know the drill. Let's get started on talking about who fasted in the Bible. When we think about the answer for the question at hand, who does your mind automatically magnetize towards? Well, for me, it's Jesus. I know it's the most cliche Bible school answer, but it's true. Who else do you know personally went 40 days and 40 nights without food and water? I'll wait. Yeah, I thought so. I mean, he undoubtedly fasted in the most extreme way. And if there was a first place, wait, there is, he'd get it. And there wouldn't be a competition as to who could get the other places because no one would or could compare, as things should be. The infamous passage that recorded his fast can be found in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. He was constantly being tempted by Satan while the angels were serving him. Health experts strongly suggest against this type of fast, and also provide reasons why going on such is detrimental and even deadly to your body. However, of course, if the Holy Spirit convicts you, you must obey. All throughout the Bible, it's mentioned different times when the early church and God's people fasted. You can go to the book of Acts, chapter 13, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 27, verses 1 through 38 for quick reference. And of course, you can't simply listen to this podcast without us mentioning the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16. The story of Daniel is very well known and even has a corresponding fast to his name. Not to mention, his fast is a lot more doable than Jesus's. Through his faithfulness, he has set for us an example to trust in God when times seem bleak and not in our favor. He refused to bow down to the king at the time and eat his food. So let me ask you questions, ladies. And you don't have to answer this one out loud, but would you personally have given in to blend in with the crowd because you don't want to be persecuted or ridiculed for your beliefs? Or would you have allowed your convictions to define your character and stay faithful to God? Because he's always faithful to us, even when we don't feel it or see it. The book of Psalms is one that David contributed heavily to create. And if we are to read just a few of them, we would witness many were about him crying out to the Lord with prayer, mourning, and fasting. We mentioned a brief overview of David's fasting and pleading over the life of his baby that was conceived through sin in our first episode. If you missed that, check it out, or read 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 15 through 18. Another well-known example of who fasted in the Bible is John the Baptist, who only ate locusts and honey. Our last example is Moses. He was with the Lord on Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights while writing the Ten Commandments for God's people. So now we know that fasting should not only be an important and regular practice in our lives, sisters, but we also have examples on the different types and reasons we should be doing them that we can follow. Now that we've got that established, let's move on to what should I do while fasting and how long should I do it for. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, Jesus instructs us not to be gloomy and make your faces unattractive like the hypocrites so that everyone you come in contact with knows you are fasting. Some would even wear sackcloth and ashes as well as not bathe to make it evident to others what they were doing.
No, beloved sisters, we cannot carry ourselves in such a manner. Jesus calls us to do our hair, our skin routine, the way we normally would. And please, I implore you to bathe. While we fast, we should be praying and in the Word of God consistently and constantly. Otherwise, you are just dieting and can't reap the spiritual benefits and blessings God has for your life. We need to worship our Heavenly Father and seek His face. It's important to continue to go to church and just be in communion with other Christ followers. We need to ensure we have a prayer and accountability partner while we fast, with a trusted friend who also won't brag about what the left hand is doing to the right hand. If you are just beginning on your journey of fasting, know that your flesh is weak, and right now, your spirit is being strengthened. It may be tempting to eat all the contents in your fridge, but keep pressing on to what God has called you to do. Being obedient to Him never provides a result we will regret. So, make sure you surround yourself with the Word and those who can encourage you through this season. The question still remains, though, how long should my fasts last? And that, my dear sister, can't warrant a textbook answer, because it all depends on how long the Holy Spirit tells you to fast for. But I can say that the most common amount of time is 1 to 3 days, while others are 5 to 7 days long. As I mentioned before, you should never try to attempt a 40-day or longer fast without direct confirmation, direction, and strength from the Lord. Your church could be doing a corporate fast for a day, but God calls you to do 3. Our commitment to God is more important than any leader God places in our lives to submit to, even our husbands. But that's for another episode. Well, sisters, it seems like we are approaching our last question for today and for this week's topic on fasting. Let's end this episode by discussing what should we be fasting from and how often should a woman of God be fasting. These last two questions can both be answered with the help and discernment from the Holy Spirit. He will convict you to fast the time necessary for whatever season of life you currently are in right now. He could be calling you to fast every day from a form of intermittent fasting. I know some women have a rule where they don't receive breakfast until they break the bread of the Lord. Amen. Wow, what a great conviction and concept to practice. I don't know about you, but I'm going to add that to my list of New Year's resolutions. Who's with me? On the other hand, the Lord might be leading you to fast every month, 3 times a year, or even every year. You just have to rid yourself of the distractions or whatever will hinder you from hearing God's calling on your life. So, what are the types of things the Holy Spirit commonly convicts us to shy from? Well, we all know one: food. Food is one of the main things that fuels our fleshly bodies. When we need to make our spirit within us stronger than our flesh so we can become closer to God in our relationships, then we need to take away the foundation. Maybe you need to fast from or completely remove a thing or habit that's distancing you from our eternal Father. Whether it's drinking, smoking, cussing, or gossiping. And in a later segment, we will cover those matters as well as discuss how it's hindering the feminine woman of God. It's very obvious that we are in a completely different time compared to the early church and even our grandparents. Ever had to summon all the patience that God could give us while we taught our grandparents, sometimes parents, how to maneuver through the technologies of today's time? Maybe we need a break from social media. And I virtually heard every mouth gasp in astonishment of the thought. How can I have the audacity to think of such a thing, you might be murmuring to yourself. But sisters, isn't that a sign that if there's a time to fast from something, it's when we feel like our lives depend on it? I'm coming for your house today, but with all love and compassion, because even I've been there. Growing up, we feel like our worlds were going to fall apart and our parents hated our existence when they took away our phones. No? Just me? Alright, I'll take that. Bottom line is, queens, though we aren't bowing down knees and face to the ground in front of a golden calf, we are all have something we idolize in life. That thing is the first thing we think of when we wake up in the morning, and the last thing we use or think of when we sleep. It's anything that's sitting on the throne of our attention where the Lord rightfully should be sitting if he isn't already. In this moment, if the Holy Spirit revealed to you what is number one in your life right now and it isn't him, repent and ask God to help you find ways to fast from or altogether put that thing in its rightful position. Well, that concludes today's episode and this week's topic of how we can all become more spiritually feminine through fasting. Just a brief recap of what was discussed this week. On Monday, we went over the definition of fasting and the different types, why, how, and when should we fast, and today we covered who in the Bible fasted that we can copy their example. We talked about what should we be doing while fasting, as well as how long should we fast. Also, don't forget that we went over the different types of things we can fast from and how often. Friday, head on over to our blog at queenestheruniversity.com where we will have blogs containing weekly Bible studies, application exercises that you can practice with your family, friends, and fellow queen sisters. There, you can also talk to Queen Esther herself through a live chat. Feel free to sign up for our VIP email list where you will be encouraged and filled with some of the wisdoms from God's Word. Additionally, there's a sneak peek of what to expect from next week's podcast topic, which is prayer. I don't know about you, but I'm super excited about that one. So stay tuned so you don't miss out on a thing. Well, that's all for now, ladies. Thank you for listening to Queen Esther University. I hope the rest of your week is good to you and brings God glory. Until next time, stay blessed and highly favored. Take care.